Hello, Audio Boo. I just thought I'd come in and have a chat about the second of my goals to become a healthier me this year. The first being eating better, as in eating more healthily, which we've managed to do so far. We've sort of made a real effort to start eating a lot more healthily, eating lots more salad and vegetables and things like that, which we've managed to do over the last 3 days. We've eaten a lot of veggies and fruit, and I'm feeling a lot better for it, so I'm glad we're doing that. And the second goal is to do more meaningful exercise to help me lose a little bit of weight and build up a little bit of conditioning, I guess, to tone and tone my muscles, I guess, my body in general. So I've been doing a lot of research, and I needed a method that was reasonably cheap, because I don't have a lot of money to throw at it, and it doesn't take up a lot of space, and that I will enjoy. So those were my three characteristics, because if it's cheap, it means it's affordable and I can get it. If it doesn't take up a lot of space, it means that I don't have to block off half the garage for a multi-gym, which is ideally what I would like, is sort of like a multi-station multi-gym. And if I enjoy it, that means I'm more likely to do it than in previous forms of exercise. We do have a treadmill, which is out of order at the moment because we're ordering a couple of replacement parts. But treadmills for me are kind of boring and pointless. And of course, although I do go walking with Faith, my guide dog, at the moment, because I work from home, it's not as often as I would like to. You know, other than just going up the road to the post office, or, you know, things like that, which we do. So that's not as regular as I would like, but definitely try and take her out as much as I can. And luckily work's starting to pick up more now, so we're getting to go and see a few more people, yay! Which we're both quite happy about. I did some research on the internet and looked for something that would be both good for cardio as well as strength training. And strength training is the bit that I like the most. Cardio is probably the bit that I need the most. And a solution kind of just fell into my lap. So I think it was meant to be this year, which is really cool. I was reading an article on a fitness magazine website about how to make the most of a home gym space. And there was one word mention of like a piece of equipment, sort of as an aside, and no more about it. And I had heard about it before, but thought that I had better do some research and find out a little bit more about it before I dismissed it as an option. And this piece of equipment is called a kettlebell, and they originate from Russia. And they're very strange looking. What they are is a big piece of steel or cast iron that's shaped like a cannonball or a bowling ball with a handle on top. So if you can imagine, it's round and it's got a flat bottom, but on the top you have a handle similar to what you would have on a kettle, like an old style kettle that you hang over the stove, you know, hang over a fire. So it's kind of round. The exact shape depends on the type of kettlebell you get, and they weigh quite a lot. So for example, the lightest kettlebell I believe you can get weighs 4 kilos. So, and it sounds quite heavy, but really it isn't. If you're, you know, doing the types of kettlebell exercises that people recommend. So I bought a starter pack, which included two instructional DVDs, wrist bands, you know, sweatband type things, and two kettlebells, one weighing 8 kilos. I don't really know what that is per pounds. I think it's about 16 or something pounds. I don't know. But yeah, 8 kilos and 12 kilos. And I also have bought a couple of books that aid me in learning how to use them, because it's not just a matter of picking them up like a dumbbell, because of the misplaced or displaced center of mass, I guess, because when you're holding the kettlebell in your hand, the weight of the bell is actually below where you're holding it. So it's not like a dumbbell where you hold it in the middle. It's below. So this allows for a greater range of exercises, as far as I'm concerned anyway. So you can swing it around and you can pass it from hand to hand and you can lift it over your head and stuff. But some of the more sort of ballistic exercises, I guess, the ones where you swing it, aren't very possible with a dumbbell because of its shape. So I bought a couple of books, one called Kettlebells for Dummies, and I know the title's always kind of a bit, why would you buy a book like that? But what I like about the Dummy series is it explains things in a way that is very easy to understand. So their descriptions are awesome. They describe things really, really clearly. So I can picture exactly what to do in my head. So we're withholding the kettlebell and how to actually move it in the correct way to perform the exercises. All that sort of thing is really thoroughly covered in this book, which I appreciate. And the other book I bought was by a lady called Lauren Brooks. And she's a trainer over in the US, and she does a lot of downloadable DVD series for women who want to get fit using kettlebells. And she also does a book. I forget the exact name of it, but it's something about women, kettlebells for women, I think is the title. So it gives you again, really good descriptions of how to hold them and how to move them safely and effectively. So I did a workout about an hour ago with just sort of one that I made up, just with a couple of exercises, because I need to make sure that my technique is absolutely spot on before I carry on and do more exercises. Ultimately, I'd like to go and see a kettlebell instructor for one or two lessons to see, you know, in terms of my technique, what I can be doing differently and how close I am to the actual, you know, proper technique. But until I can do that, I'm running off these books and videos and DVDs that I've got. So one of the basic, or actually this routine sort of consisted of the three most basic exercises that you have to learn. The first is the deadlift, which basically means picking up the kettlebell and putting it down safely. So the deadlift is the foundation, of course, for every single kettlebell exercise, because you can't move it if you don't have it in your hand. So I did the deadlift, and also the next foundation exercise, which is the swing. So I use two hands, and what you do is you deadlift the kettlebell off the ground, and then you hike it back between your legs as if you're going to pass like a ball to somebody. So you don't squat down, you just kind of do it sort of in a natural way with your spine neutral, things like that. Hike it between your legs and then snap your hips up and forward. It's more like forward rather than up. But so you snap your hips forward and tighten your glutes, which is like your bum. And the kettlebell, if you're doing it right, it will kind of float into the air without your arms doing any of the work. So I've practiced doing those, and it sounds pretty easy. And it's fairly easy, but when you're doing it with an 8-kilo kettlebell, it actually engages a lot of muscles, like your whole body pretty much, in a way that you don't tend to think about a lot. So that was fun and exhausting. And the other one is the clean, which involves kind of like a bicep curl, but not. So it's about safely bringing the kettlebell up into what's called the rack position, where it is resting between your forearm and your bicep, I guess. Yep, between your forearm and your bicep. For girls, it's slightly off center of your chest, and for guys, it's directly on your chest. Which again is another foundation for exercises that involve you pressing the kettlebell overhead, things like that. So I just did, I think I did 20 swings, two-handed swings, five cleans on either side, so five on my right arm and five on my left arm, 20 more swings, this time alternating hands. So you sort of use your right hand first, and then you, when the kettlebell's out in front of you at about chest height, I swapped hands and used my left hand to swing it back, and then swapped hands again. Five more cleans on either side, and then another 20 swings. So it's really basic, but oh boy, I felt so much better doing that than I would have felt for running forever on the treadmill. I think I'm actually really going to enjoy this whole kettlebell thing. Certainly engages a lot of muscles, makes you feel quite tired, but I had a lot of fun doing it, keeping a very close eye on animals the whole time, making sure that none of them were anywhere near me when I was swinging this big heavy piece of steel around. sorry for rambling, but I thought I would tell you a little bit about that. If you've got any questions, just fire them through to me as a DM or anything like that. And I can point you in the direction of a couple of really good websites that I have visited with regards to learning about the kettlebell. Alright, and I will come back with more progress on everything later on. Hope everyone's well, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.